swats it down. Again, double coverage. That play was scripted right from the beginning. Ryan Kind knew as soon as he dropped back to throw, he looked at one receiver and one receiver only, and the Bearcats were ready for it. If they're going to run a play like that, there's got to be a second option that Ryan Kind can either look at first to distract the defense or to have somebody to check it down to.
Fourth down, a yard to go. And they have the first down there across the 15-yard line on the carry around the left end. That is number 13, Tanner Foley, with a four-yard gain. Enough for the first down to keep the possession alive. Brought down by Anthony Sweeney. Move the chains, first and 10 from the ugly 14-yard line. 2 minutes remaining to regulation.
And what a good run by Tanner Foley as he gets the football and instantly hits the brakes. And Dominic Rosenthal goes right on by, and then he turns upfield and gets that 4 or 5 yards, enough for a first down and a fresh set of downs for the Patriots.
C formation, pitch out to the right side to, that looks like Hunter Bone, trying to force his way down to the 11-yard line, brought down right at the near sideline by Derek Brown. It is enough for a 3-yard gain, second down, 7 yards to go, 1:40 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, nice drive here by the Patriots. They're actually getting a bunch of first downs here in a row, pushing the football with a little better pace into that Bearcat defense and having some success.
And we have a timeout called by USA. I believe this is their, no, called by Ubley. So they're trying to keep the scoreboard as it is. With 1:28 left in the fourth quarter, 28-12, Ubley leads by 16 points.
Well, his defense has been out there a while now, Clark, and they've been going nowhere but backwards, so I think he's calling timeout to try and give them a 30-second break here, catch their breath, get them refocused here for this last minute and a half, and try to shut the door and secure this win for the Bearcats.
Dave Hansen, I'm just realizing you're wearing golf shoes.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Come right from work.
Club Championship weekend at Ubley Heights, of
sure
course.
Is.
How's it going over there?
It's going pretty good.
Okay, we'll take it.
I don't know who the leader is yet, so they're keeping me in suspense.
If anyone would know it, you would think you would know.
I probably should know.
You probably should have.
Yeah, I'll find that out for you.
That's neither here nor there. 1:28 left in the fourth quarter. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight. Doug Cole, Director of Sports Information. Kayla O'Neill with your Director of Social Media and Media Relations. Be sure to stick around for our post-game show. We'll wrap up all the happenings from this game and all the scores we know from around the region. That's all coming up after the scoreboard shows zeros and we have deemed our winner of week number one. Of course, you can check in with our week number two coverage as Saginaw Nouvelle, the Catholics of Saginaw, traveled to the great city of Bad Axe in week number two of our WLEW Sports Network coverage. That will be next Friday with coverage starting at 6:10 p.m. from Bad Axe, Michigan. Second down, 7 yards to go from the Ubley 11-yard line. USA with possession, trailing by 16 points. And looks like they are trying to signal something up to us up in the box. As far as a timing issue, perhaps. As Dave, this is starting to lack a little energy here at the end.
It certainly is, but these are the types of things that really don't help because you have a discussion with a coach and an official, two officials. Now the coach is involved again. I'm not really sure what the discussion's about.
Maybe it's whether they're for fracking or not. Maybe it's for wind turbines. Maybe it's for clean water. I don't know.
It could be a lot of things.
I mean, frag mighties are a big issue in this section of the Saginaw Bay. Perhaps that's it. And now the officials are saying, nope, that's enough of the Frag Mighties. We're going to keep playing. Second down, 7 yards to go. Ryan Kind looking around, getting the whistles, and now we have more whistles to regroup. With 1:32 left in the fourth quarter, second down, 7 to go, 28-12, Ubley leading USA. T formation, Kind is under center at the 11-yard line of Ubley. Inside the right hash. And off to his third option, coming around the right side is to Macklin Gettle, down to the 10-yard line, a gain of one. USA trying to hurry things up. Dominic Rosenthal stopped the forward progress after 1 yard for Ubley. Third down, 6 yards to go, 1:12 remaining in regulation.
It's Dominic Rosenthal's eighth tackle of the game.
All academic from here. Joshua Lang getting tripped up over the line. He gets down to the 6-yard line when all said and done. This will bring up a fourth down for USA. Now less than a minute to play in the fourth quarter, brought down by Adam Grifka, the 5'9", 225 senior tackle.
Like Tanner Foley there's supporting a pretty good limp. You seeing that?
A little bit.
That would probably explain why his carry numbers are down today as well.
USA updated their uniforms this year, it looks like. Nice, fresh look. USA across their backs above the numbers.
Perks of having a good relationship with the athletic director.
Kine throwing it into the end zone, and did they get it? They're going to say touchdown, USA. Ryan Kine converts on fourth down, 2 yards to go, rolling to his left, throws it in the end zone, and it is complete. I don't even know the receiver over there. But it is good enough for 6 points. USA now with 18, Ubley with 28, with 23 seconds remaining.
And a nice play action rollout. He throws across his body into the end zone. It took a diving play, but they haul it in, and no one really near him. A busted play. Ubley kind of bit and committed to stopping the run on fourth and short. The play action was a perfect pass and a perfect play call by Coach Langs, and they get into the end zone for 6 points. 2-point conversion coming up.
2-point conversion coming up. T formation for the Patriots. Pitch to the right, now throwing it into the end zone a little bit, and that is going to be no incompletion as the wheels are starting to fall off this broadcast as well. With 23 seconds left, the 2-point conversion is no good. We will return on the WLAW Sports Network. Actually, we're going to stick with you, in fact, for the remaining 23 seconds. Otherwise, you'll turn us off if we go to commercial, just being honest.
I did find out who scored the touchdown, Clark. It was Macklin Gettle who caught the touchdown pass.
All right, Macklin Gettle, number 45, 5'11", 180 senior on this team. Macklin Gettle has been through the trials and tributes of trying to rebuild this program. I can recall when three years ago, when they were 1-8, the only team they beat was Reese, was it 8-6, I believe, and they scored.
It was a brawl, yes.
And every week we would get the stats from USA, believe it or not, every week, and it was just Macklin Gettle just getting beat up. He's carrying the ball 25 times for 35 yards, and you felt bad for the guy, and especially for everyone, but they're sticking with it, and here they are, working their way back to progress. Not going to fall their way tonight, but a bright future for this USA program.
Well, and you know for sure they're gonna try an onside kick here, see if they can't get the ball back. Again, time not on their favor. Only 23 seconds left, but number one objective is recover the onside kick.
Onside kick is up, and it is recovered by Ubley at the 44-yard line.
Number 23, Gregory Keller, fall down on it.
And now USA can't believe it. They thought Joshua Lang was there to grab it at the 44. Officials think otherwise. 21 seconds left. So, more than likely, we're going to see
our first victory formation of the year. Is that what you're going to say?
I was trying to think of the Detroit Piston from 2004, the big white guy that we, Darko Milicic. That's this formation right here. Darko is in the game, per se. Matt Mychek under center, three men behind him in the T formation. Max it up, and it'll be a loss of two, but it is Neal, and that will be the last play of tonight in week number one on the WLAW Sports Network. Final score from USA, the Ubley Bearcats win their first game of the season in as many tries. The Ubley 28, USA 18. In week number one of MHSA football on the WLAW Sports Network.
Yeah, well, what can you say, Clark? A lot of turnovers in this game. First game of the year. Not sure what to expect from either team. I mentioned at the beginning, come down to quarterback play. Was very impressed with Matt Mychek.
It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have our post-game wrap-up on the WLAW Sports Network. Final score from USA, Ubley 28, USA 18, on your home for high school football.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility,